Chapter 2 Street Heart by Sally Jenkins. My hometown is in my skin, literally. A natural consequence of growing up in a jagged-edged bed of concrete, steel, and broken glass was a steady toll on the body, a semi-constant chipping away at my person and my nicer side. There's a 2-inch scar under my chin, the result of falling and splitting it open on an asphalt playground when I was a girl. For years afterward, tiny pieces of rock would work their way out of the scar tissue. To be reared in New York City is to be marked by it. So it's with a certain sadistic appreciation that I watch a jackhammer dig into a street. That's right, I think. Take that, you stony son of a bitch. I would submit that New Yorkers love their hometown more complicatedly than a hometowner loves Kansas City or Detroit. For many of us, this love is complicatedly expressed in a grudging and complaining loyalty to the New York Yankees. For those of us who in the 1970s hunched over transistor radios in our wretched public parks with broken swings and pulled for the Yankees with foul little mouths and hard vowels, the organization represents everything that the city ever was. A perennial world champion forged amid garbage piles and crime waves and cuttingly hard edges. Their pinstripes didn't strike me then as representative of business attire, but rather of grids, the straight lines of the sidewalks on which we played from crack to crack. The desiccating tar grout made our base paths. Canopied entrances of high-rise buildings were our dugouts, which was tricky. In order to catch a fly ball, you had to avoid a Hungarian lady with groceries, endure being screamed at in Polish by the doorman, and then fielded off the awning. Once, trying to elude a tag, my brother hurtled headfirst into a metal door and opened a cut above his eye that took several stitches. A German woman told us, "That's what we got for being hoodlums." We went to Rappaport's Sporting Goods and bought cheap orange mitts and beat them mercilessly against the cement sidewalks to break them in.